Good afternoon. At 12 noon, temperature, Rusty, 41 degrees. It's an ugly day.
Yeah, rain, thunderstorms at times throughout the rest of your Thursday. Only a high of 46 expected.
The risk of wildfires has gone down, and the rain, well, that's one good part of it, in the forecast statewide for today. But even so, the DNR says you should not forget it is still the worst time of year for out-of-control forest and brush fires. It was only last week far northern Wisconsin had up to 19 inches of snow, but the DNR's Catherine Cooley says it's a misconception that things don't burn after such a large snowstorm melts away. She says it's exactly the opposite because the vegetation is dead and dry, windy weather makes for a bad combination.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she wishes her fellow Democrats would start speaking more proudly about the successes of Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act is sure to be one of the biggest issues in the fall election. Baldwin saying yesterday, then admitting that the rollout of Obamacare was botched, mainly the online sign-up system. But Baldwin says it's time for Democrats to explain how the law has made things better. As an example, she said insurance companies can no longer deny coverage based on pre-existing conditions.
Well, an unexpected number of Americans filing for unemployment. Rachel Sutherland takes a look at the numbers.
After reaching a seven-year low earlier this month, jobless claims rose by 24,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 329,000. Economists say the Easter holiday may have played a role as temporary layoffs increased. The four-week average for new claims considered a better measure of underlying labor market conditions as it irons out week-to-week. Weak volatility rose only to 316,000, not too far from pre-recession levels. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Sheboygan County's unemployment rate improved in the month of March. According to the Department of Workforce Development, the unemployment rate for the county dropped 0.2% to 5.8%. In the city of Sheboygan, the rate dropped 0.1% to 7.1%. All this occurring despite no change in the number of people employed in the Sheboygan metro area from February to March. Most counties, large cities, and metro areas saw their unemployment rates go down last month. For the state as a whole, the rate in March was at 5.9%, the lowest it's been since November of 2008.
A Sheboygan man facing a theft charge for receiving a nearly $17,000 grant from the city's housing authority under false pretenses. Prosecutors said 56-year-old Randall Schmidt filled out an application in September of 2011 for a grant that the city hands out to landlords to remove lead paint from residences where children under the age of six live. In June of 2012, though, an investigation got underway that found the tenant's name on the application did not live at the residence listed. When investigators visited the listed residence in the 500 block of North 15th Street, no one was there that met the age requirement for that grant. Schmidt now facing up to 10 years in prison if found guilty.
Governor Walker signed 55 bills into law yesterday in Madison. The most noted bill signed will force all police departments in the state to use an outside agency to investigate deaths involving their officers. This will impact the Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay police departments most, since they have always done internal investigations into such matters. Other bills signed yesterday included increasing fines for those who illegally park in handicapped spots, give plants that discharge wastewater up to 20 more years to comply with state limits on phosphorus emissions, force law enforcement agencies to get warrants before tracking a person via their cell phone, strengthen laws regarding human trafficking, and prohibit anyone under the age of 18 to officiate a wedding.
Well, an agency in Milwaukee is giving away the drug that counteracts heroin, and they're giving it away for free. More on the story from Eric Griller.
The drug Narcan can save someone's life if they overdose on heroin. The AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin was handing out about 200 kits per month 3 years ago. Today, over 1,000 are given out each month. Users, or anyone for that matter, can get Narcan after a short training session from Bill Keaton. He says the number one thing to keep in mind is the acronym SCARE-ME.
Stimulate, call for help, make sure the airway is clear, do rescue breathing, evaluate, then the muscular injection of the naloxone, and evaluate.
Opponents of the program say it enables heroin use. Users say it can dramatically change their futures. Katie Wolfgram has been sober for 4 years.
I wouldn't have gotten my degree, and I don't know if I would be here.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
10 people were arrested during a drug sweep in Fond du Lac yesterday. Police said the arrest was a result of a joint investigation with the Lake Winnebago Area Meg Unit. 9 of those arrested were wanted on arrest warrants. The 10 are facing cocaine trafficking and heroin trafficking charges. 8 others are still being sought. Police Chief Bill Lamb said his department is continuing to investigate and arrest those individuals who choose to deal illegal drugs in the community.
3 American doctors are dead following an attack on a children's hospital in Afghanistan. Authorities in the capital city of Kabul say a security guard turned his gun on the doctors this morning, killing three and wounding two others. Chicago pediatrician Dr. Jerry Yamanis was among those killed.
And today is the day for a statewide tornado drill. It's all part of the state's annual Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. Now, it would have been called off had severe weather been predicted for real, but with just rain and maybe a thunderstorm in the forecast, the National Weather Service said it consulted with state officials and the Broadcasters Association, and they agreed to go ahead with the drill today. It gives schools, businesses, and residents a chance to practice what they do in the event of a real twister. Now, this means a simulated tornado watch will be issued at 1 p.m., simulated warning at 1:45. You'll hear the sirens outside, and also on our radio station, we'll have our alerts go out as well. It should all wrap up by 2 o'clock.
How about the forecast, Rusty?
Rain, thunderstorms possible as well. High near 46, low near 42 tonight as that rain comes to an end, but sunny tomorrow, breezy, and a high near 60.
Currently, we're at 41 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.